Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Yuma Chaf Dalet. We are holding eight lines from the top of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Boi, Rabbi Abban. Rabbi Abban had a shaila as follows. Trumas Hadashen Bekama. We know that the Kohen would take a machta, scoop out some of the ashes from the Mizbeach, take it off the Mizbeach, put it beside the Kevesh on the floor where it gets absorbed. It's a nice one of the nisim that took place in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, how much deshen does he have to remove from the Mizbeach? The Pasuk says, Vehirimis HaDeshen. He does haruma. He scoops out, he separates some deshen. How much is it? Now we have several options, several sources, several places we can compare Trumas HaDeshen to. Several times where we have a similar lush on the Pasuk. Vari moisem, vari moisa. And we have different shiurim in those places. The question is, which one will we compare Trumas HaDeshen to? Trumas HaDeshen Bekama. Mit Trumas Maser. Yal Finela. Shall we learn it from Trumas Maser? Which was actually a hundredth of the entire total. Maserishin to the Levi is a tenth, 10%. The Levi goes and passes a tenth of that on to the Kohen. That's Trumas Maser. So it's a hundredth of the total amount of Peris. Is Trumas HaDeshen going to be a hundredth? Because in both places we have a similar lashon in the pasuk. Here we have Beheir Misadeshen. And over there we have Vari Moisem. Is it a hundredth? Oy Mitrumas Midyon Yalfinela. Or rather, shall we learn it from Trumas Midyan, when they returned from the war with Midyan, they brought lots of booty, and the Pasuk says they would take a percentage and give it to Aron HaKohen, the Hekdesh, and let's compare it to there. And there, how much was it? Rashi says, Echad Nefesh Mechamesh Hameis, one out of 500. So you had 500 people, one of the prisoners out of 500 was given over to Aaron, so it's 1 in 500. Here as well, Trumas HaDeshen is to be a 500th, one part of 500 of the entire Deshen supply on the Mizbeach. So which one is it? A 100th? A 500th? Toshma, let's bring a riot. Tonir Bechia. Nermer kan Veherim. Venermer lahalan Veherim. Here, over here, by Trumas HaDeshen, we have Veherim is HaDeshen. Lashon of Veherim, we draw a parallel, Exer Shava, to a Mencha, where it says Veherim. Mimenu bekumtzai, right? You scoop out from the mincha, and we draw a parallel. Mala halon bekumtzai, just as over there, the shear is as much as fit as will fit into the scoop. It's a three-finger scoop. Avkan bekumtzai here as well. The shear of Trumas HaDeshen is a shear of kumtz. Of course, he's not going to do it with his fingers. We're speaking about burning ashes, but that's the minimum shear of deshen for Trumas HaLishka. Let's go over to Rashi, right on the, immediately to the right. Toshma. Says Rashi, Demaromas koimitz yalfinan lo. Veleivchas me'oimed melea koimitz. He can't do less than approximately a koimitz. Vimrotz alois, if Yosef, of course, you'd like to add, you could do that. It's not a maximum. Dolekal ememar dafka koimitz. You can't say it's exactly a koimitz and no more. Doleyav shalishad beremetz gecholim roisachos yod of likmoitz. He cannot put his hand into the burning coals here to do kmitza. So actual kmitza is not practical. It's just an estimated amount. A minimum, at a minimum, it has to be a shear kmitza. Of course, it can be more than that. Interesting that Migdash David learns that the kmitza of the Trumas HaDeshen is like a kmitza of mincha. The Gemara is really comparing the two things. It's like a krava. Pasuk calls the kmitza the askaras ha-mincha, it's the remembrance of the mincha. It represents the mincha on the mizbeach. It's as though you're remakev the whole mincha through this kaimitz. Here as well, Trumas HaDeshen is like a kaimitz of the entire deshen supply, and it's representing the rest of the deshen. It's like you're remakev everybody. Omar Rav says the Gemara, I'd like you to know a halacha regarding a zar. We know that a non-kain may not do avoida. In fact, the result is misa, v'azor akar av yumas. So, of course, this issur applies to all avoidas. A zor may not engage in avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. It's meant for kohanim. except for Shechita, which a Zorg may do, but otherwise a Zorg cannot involve himself in any avodis. However, when it comes to Chiyuv Misa, that only applies to very specific avodis which fit very specific criteria. Amar Rav, Arba avodis Zorg Chayv Alein Misa. I'll give you a list. The following four avodis, a Zor is Chayv Misa if he should do them. But only these four. Zrika, Zrika Saddam, Vaktora, he's makta the koimitz of a mincha, makta the ivorim of a korban on the mezbeach, v'nisacha mayim, he pours the mayim on the mezbeach, on sukkahs of course, v'nisacha yayin, he pours the yayin, these are the standard nisacham on the mezbeach. So all these involve chiv misa for a zar. V'levi amar, I want to add one more. Af truma sadesh. If a zar should do truma sadesh, he's chiv misa. V'chein, Tony Levi masnite. Levi, in fact, included in his brises, just as Rebbe HaKadosh compiled the Shisha Sidre Mishnah, Levi compiled Shisha Sidre brises. In his brisa, he added Av Truma Sadesh. My time with the Rav, where is the Pshat in Rav? Azor is only Chayv Misa. On the following four avoides, Zrika, Aktor, Nisa, Chamayim, and Ayayim, why only these four? Dichsev, Va'ato, Banech, Itch. Pasuk is speaking to Aaron HaKohen, you and your children, Tishmurus Kuhunaschem, you should safeguard your Kuhuna, L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach, to anything involving the Mizbeach, any Avoidus, Umbeis HaParoiches, anything involving the Avoidus inside, behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Umbeis HaParoiches, V'avadtem, Avoidas Ma'atona, Etein Es Kuhunaschem, so this Avoid is granted to you, exclusively to you, to Kehanim, V'azor HaKarav Yumos, V'azor engages in any of these Avoidus, he's Chayiv Misa. We learn from here that actually Chiv Misa is very limited in scope. It only applies to very specific avoidas which carry great significance. The Pasuk says, avoidas matana, an avoida which involves offering, contributing, zrika, haktara, you're giving something. V'loy avoida siluk, as opposed to avoida which involves removal, like removing Trumas Hadash. Like on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol was inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you have to go in to get the spoon, the kaf and the machta out, cleaning off the menorah, cleaning off the mizbech from its vechazor, from its ashes. All these are examples of avodah siluk. You're removing, you're taking away, you're cleaning up. Doesn't carry the same weight as avodah matana, where you're actually offering and giving something. So that's number one. One condition for Chiv Misa by a Zor is if it's Avoidas Maton, as opposed to Avoidas Siluk. Number two, Vavadatem. Pasuk uses the word of Vavadatem, we learn it to Asha. Avoidatam. What does that mean? V'loy Avoida Sheish Achri Avoida. It needs to be a complete Avoida. Avoida which is going to conclude a sequence. It's going to be the final touch, final phase, as opposed to an Avoida which leads into another avoid. V'lei avoida sheyesh achrei avoida. We'll go into Rashi soon. We'll see some examples of these descriptions. And that's Rebbe's, that's Rav's makar. That's why he only had a list of four avoiders, where Zor will be chayiv misa. Because we have to fit these descriptions. It has to be avoida tama and avoidas matona. And only Zrika and Aktora and Nisachamayim and Hayayin have that. Have those conditions met? For instance, Zrika is Avodas Matana. You're offering, you're giving something. It's also Avodas Tama because it's the last Avodah you do with the Dam. You're not going to do any more with the same Dam. It's the final concluding Avodah. Actually, Tosfos Yerushalmi has a kashya. He says, what do you mean? You have Shiyori Adam, leftovers of the Zrika spilled on a certain area of the Mizbeach on the Yisoid. So Dam has more Avodahs coming. He says, but that's the other dam, which was not sprinkled on the Mizbeach. The dam on which you already did Zrika, that dam is right on the Mizbeach. That's it. It's its final, it has arrived at its final destination. And therefore, that's called Avoidas, Avoida Tama. So it fits both bills, Avoida Matana and Avoidas Tama. As opposed to Trumas Hadeshen, which is, although an Avoida Tama, it's the last last avoida you're going to do with the dash in here, but it's not avoida smatana. You're not offering something, you're removing from the Mizbeach. It's Avodah Siluk, and therefore, going to Rav, it is excluded from this halacha. There's no Misa if a Zar does it. Continues the Gemara. What about Levi? Levi was the one who said that even Tumas Adeshim, even for that, is a Chiv Mis. V'Levi Rabbi Rachmana, the Torah was Merab added in this pasuk. L'chol Dvar Mizbeach. Pasuk didn't have to say that. All types of avodas automatically included. Why does the pasuk have to say l'chol dvar mizbeach? This applies to all things involving the mizbeach. There's a ribu here to include even trumas hadeshen. Now, why dafka trumas hadeshen? So Tosfos says because trumas hadeshen is kedemes l'koil. It precedes all other avodas. It's the first avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, first one in the morning. So in reality, it's not just removing, you're really enabling all the subsequent avodas throughout the day, all the karbanis, which are truly avodas matana, offerings, contributing to Mizbeach. So Trumas Hadeshen is the enabler of all those avodas. It's the rishon, kedemes lakoil. So although technically you're removing something, it is avodas siluk, and that's what Rav says he's potter from Misa, but according to Levi, it's somewhere in the middle, and therefore, it's mistavar the pasuk which says l'chol dvar mizbeach to include, coming to include something more than the norm, is going to apply to trumas hadeshen, and there as well there will be a chiv mis. V'rav, what does Rav do with l'chol dvar mizbeach? What's it coming to add? Ahu la'asuyi sheva hazois shebifnim v'shebemitzer. It's coming to include avoides which are not necessarily connected to the Mizbeach itself. It's not really a carbon. You're taking dam and doing hazah b'fnim on the pareches, or the hazah is of a metzora, which involves oil being hazah neged the hechel. So these are types of avoides which aren't really directly on the Mizbeach, not really carbonates on the Mizbeach. L'chol dvar Mizbeach will come to add those as well. And as Tosfos points out, the fact is, even the azor of the mitzvah, the shemen, is related to carbon. It's coming on account of the carbonis, and that's why we choose to include this in the list. V'levi, how does Levi know these halachas? Hazois, because the pasuk of l'chol dvar mizbeach is unavailable. He better use it for trumas hadeshen. Nafkalei midavar, it could have just said dvar mizbeach. Why does it say l'chol dvar mizbeach? L'chol dvar, or as the Gers on the side, l'chol, instead of l'chol, l'chol. In any case, the point is, l'chol is extra. And will include even the hazois of b'fnim and mitzvah. V'rav, what does Rav do with the word l'chol? Dvar, v'chol dvar le'dorsh. He doesn't make an issue of the word l'chol. It goes together, l'chol dvar mizbeach, which is going to include the sheva hazois, the hechel, the dam, and the shemen of mitzvah. Let's take a look at Rashi inside. So it's around the middle of the Amid here. Rashi begins with the words Arba Avoides. So Rav gave us a list. Only the following four Avoides will result in Misa by a Zor doing them. Avo Bishukulan Muzer Alein. Zor, of course, a Zor may not engage in any Avoides. It's an Isser. However, Ein Chiv Misa. Elo Ba'arba Ha'elu Kim Nefarish V'Azel. Chiv Misa only applies to these four. And we'll learn from this pasuk. Avoid this matam. It has to be offering something, giving something. Shata noisin ala mizbeach. Bolei avoid as siluk, as opposed to removal. Shata mesalik. Visor me ala mizbeach, going through mesadeshin. Therefore, that's excluded. Likewise, we learn avoid as tama. Avoid as she goymeris. It's a conclusion. Umatamemes as a davar. It completes it. As opposed to an avoida which is followed by another avoida. It's only leading into the next. That's not important enough. That doesn't have the same significance as the avoida tamam. And there's no mis. Kigoin shchita. That leads into Kabbalah. Vailacha. Sheish achrea zrika. All these things are preceding zrika. Right? The shchita leads into Kabbalah, which leads into halacha, which finalizes with the zrika. Therefore, Shchita, Kabbalah, and Halacha not included on the list. Aval Zrika, yeah, that's the final Avoida. Avoida Achroina Shibadam. That's the final avodah with the dam, at least. Of course, the chaylev has to be brought in the mizbeach. But this item, this dam, is now completed. The shechita, the kabbalah, and the halacha were preparing for the zrika of dam. But the zrika is the final avodah, and that's avodah dam. V'chein aktorah b'koymetz mincha, obibarim b'darim, same thing with aktorah. You makta the koymetz of the mincha, that's the final avodah. You makta the ivarim and p'darim of an animal, the final avodah. Likewise, when it comes to pouring the wine, pouring the water, that's considered avodah tam. Says Levi, okay, well, I want to add trumas adeshin l'chol dvar mizbeach l'rabo is avodas siluk. Im avodah tam, he could go in trumas adeshin. So avodah tam is absolute. When it comes to avodah siluk, says Levi, I have one exception. Trumas adeshin, as learned from the extra pasuk l'chol dvar mizbeach. Rav uses that pasuk for Sheva Azoy Shebefnim. Shema Azal HaParoiches, Mipar Helam Dover, Par Mashiach, Shema Kippurim, various kabbarnas which require Hazo Azdam on the Paroiches. Vishabin Mitzoyro, Shema Azal Meluk Shemen Behechel Kechsev, Vizem and Hashem Metzboi Vigon. Why do I have to be mired by these things? Why would I think they're not included? They're final avoidas. They're avoidas matana. Answers Rashi. The Salka Daita Chamina, perhaps I would say, Lav Dvar HaMizbeachu. It's not really directly connected to the Mizbeach. Lachi Rabbi L'Koyel, that's why we have to have the pasuk which says, L'Chol Dvar Mizbeach. Even these things which are loosely related to Karbanos and Mizbeach should be included on the list. V'Levi, how does he know these halachas? Because he already used the pasuk for Trumas Hadashin. Nafglu Kulu Minei, all who we learned from the same pasuk. Midvar L'Chol Dvar. The word L'Chol is extra. The Dvar Mizbeach Gufi Yiseiru. That itself is an extra pasuk. V'nigmar minei Trumas Hadashin. That's applied for Trumas Hadashin. Umir buya d'lachoyl dorish be'azo ha'pnimis. So bottom line, is that generally we have two conditions that need to be met. To be mechayiv misa by azor, avodas matana, and avodas tama. Levi provides one exception. Trumas Hadashin, he says, although it's an avodas siluk, it's still included on the list. Says the Gemara, how can you do that? We know there is halacha, a formula called klal prat. We have a general term followed by a specific term. We say the general term is restricted, only applies to the very specific case described in the specific prat. Ve'ema, why don't we say as follows, says the Gemara, four lines from the bottom. L'chol davar mizbeach klal. When it says l'chol davar mizbeach, the general rule. Anything related to mizbeach generates misa. But then the pasuk continues, avodas matana, only an avodas matana, which contributes and offers. So that's a prat, a very specific description. They have a klal and a prat. Ein b'chlal, el mashiv a prat. The prat goes ahead and restricts the klal. Chiv only applies when it's avodas matana. Avodas matana in, yeah, over there is chayev. Avodas silukloy, but an avoda which involves removal, as trumas adeshen, there's no chiv misa. How can Levi say otherwise? Amar Kra says the Gemara, the pasuk actually says like this. Ulamibeis la paroiches vavatem. And then the pasuk continues, avoides matana etenis konascha. So those words, ulamibeis la paroiches, they're mafsik. They intersect between the klal and the prat. What was the klal? The Choldvar Mizbech, indicating any Mizbech related avoider generates Misa. That's a klal, a very general description. Then the Pasuk later says, goes into greater detail, avoider is Maton. Merely avoider which contributes. But right in the middle, we have words which are mafsik, separate between the klal and the prat. Ulumibes la paroiches, vavante. So what does that do? It tells you that the prat which follows, the specific description, the avodas matana words that follow, only meant to be applied to these specific locations. The mebeis laparoiches, which is the inside of the beis hamikdash, the kodesh hakodashim. And we learn like this: el mebeis laparoiches, only over there, who do we apply this halacha, the avodas matana v'lo avodas siluk? Only based on paroiches in the Kodesh HaKadoshim do we say it has to meet this requirement. It has to be avodas matana, an avodah which gives, which contributes, as opposed to avodah siluk. For instance, Rashi will tell us some examples. Let's look at Rashi right now on top. Who makes up a reches? Afsek, that's coming to you, mafsek. Bein klodel prata, between the klal, the words l'chol dvar mizbech, which sound like the zor will get missed on account of any avodah, any mizbech related avodah, l'prata, to the words that denote more specific requirements. The avodas matana. And we learn from here that the avodas matana condition only applies based on paroiches. Based on paroiches, who the avodas matana. Over there, it has to be a contributing avoid. For instance, kigoyin hazoyes ben abadim demakipurim when it's in the k'taris aleish. The hazoyes dam in the k'taris hakadoshim. The k'taris on the fire k'taris hakadoshim. Since it's avodas matana, there's a chiv misa. Continues Rashi, v'lo yavid asiluk, as opposed to removing. Kuhin esos kafu machta. Shekhin godol machnes shom lekteris, yom kippurim, umaniach ben abadim, v'achaka choyzer moitzion, as opposed to an avid which involves removal. Kuhin godol will go in to remove the kaf and the machta, which he used to transport the kteris into the kodesh kodashim. So removal of the kaf and machta is avid asiluk. There's no chiv for a zar. If a zar would do this, there's no chiv misa. Getting back to the Gemara in the second line. So again, this only applies maybe es lapareches ha b'chutz, as opposed to an avodah which takes place outside, meaning the azara mizbech achitzen. I feel avodah siluk. A zar will get misa even if it only is an avodah siluk. For example, termos hadashim. So the kasha was, how could you contemplate that a zar is chayv misa on termos hadashim? It's avodah siluk. The pasuk clearly tells us, klalo prat. The chiv only applies to the prat when it meets this condition. This turmavidis matana, navidis siluk. Answer is, this condition only applies to mebeis lapareches. But if it's navidis b'chutz, such as trumas adeshen, but mezbech achitzain, a zor will get misa even though it's navidis siluk. Avidis siluk condition doesn't apply b'chutz. If that's the case, if you're going and be mafsik between the choldvar mizbeach, which denotes anything, and the conditions, the more specific descriptions in the pasuk, avoid the smatana, and you're telling me that it only applies to mesa pareches, because those words come in between the klal and the prat, and the prat only applies to mesa pareches to the kodesh kadoshim yachi vavantem nabi. Remember, we learned another thing from the word the pasuk vavanta, avodah tama, has to be a completion, a conclusion, as opposed to an avodah which leads into something else. So the pasuk lumps them together, vavantem avodas matana, and they're said right after the words l'meis apareches. So let's suppose that those conditions, both of them, avodas matana and avodah tama, only apply in the kodesh hakodashim, and not to any avoidance to take place outside. Yach vavantem nami el mibeis lapareches hu davoida tama v'loy avoida sheish achri avoida. This concept of avoida tama should only apply in beis lapareches, and will come to exclude avoida sheish achri avoida, avoida which is followed by something else. Ha b'chutz, but for speaking outside the kodesh hakadoshim, the azara, afilu avoida, sheyesh achrei avoida. Let's assume that a zar will get misa even if he doesn't avoid it, which is followed by another. Just as you said, we had two conditions, right? We had avoida tama and avoida smatana. You just finished telling me that since the pasuk is mufsa, we have the basic pareches coming right in the middle of that pasuk, that indicates that the condition of avoida matana only applies in the base of pareches. The same concept, the same formula should apply by the word vavantem, avodah tama. Only in base of pareches does it have to be a complete avodah. But if it's outside, the azara, any sort of avodah, even if it's an incomplete avodah, this will generate misa. So why is it that you gave me a very small, limited list? Zrika and Akhtar, we have so many other opportunities, so many other potential avoidas which generate misa. Says the Gemara, Vavadtem. The fact that the word vavadtem is preceded with a starts with a vavadtem, that denotes connection. Hadar arvikra. When it comes to the lesson being taught by the word vavadtem, avodat tamo, the vav goes ahead and connects it and tells you that even something which is not based on pareches, we go all the way back to the beginning of the pasuk, l'chol dvar mizbeach, and now we attach the word vavadtem to it. So although we have other words in between, we have chol dvar mizbeach, ulim based on pareches, which come in between, based on pareches come in between chol dvar mizbeach and vavadtem, but since vavadtem starts with a vav, denotes connection, we'll mechaber it back to the beginning of the pasuk. It says, though the pasuk would say, l'chol dvar mizbeach, any avoid involving the mizbeach, be'ach achitzen, needs to fit the bill, needs to be described as vavadtem, avoidas, avoid the tamo, a complete avoid. So when it comes to avoid the tamo, there's no difference where it's happening, outside, inside. That's a required condition for chiv misa. But when it comes to avoidas matana, which means contributing, that, at least Levi holds, only applies inside. But outside, that condition doesn't have to be met. That's why Tremes Hadeshen will generate misa, even though it's an avoidas silut. Boy Rav, what about the Heich? We discussed Azara, we discussed Chedesh HaKadoshim. Chedesh HaKadoshim needs to have both criteria met, avodas matana and avodas tama. In the Heichal, we just said avodas tama, yeah. Avodas siluk, according to Levi, is not needed. What about the Heichal? By Rava, avodas siluk veheichal mao. What would be the halacha regarding an avodah of siluk, which takes place in the Heichal? For instance, says Rashi, cleaning out the mizbeach, cleaning out the menorah. According to Levi, is a zor chayiv misa or not? No. Lifnim medaminele. Should we compare the heichal to the kodesh hakadoshim? A siluk is potter there. Oy lechutz medaminele. Should we compare to the azora? Or according to Levi, avay the siluk is chayiv. Hadar pashto. Rava came back and he concluded, clarified. Mibayis ulimibayis. Pasuk says, ulimibayis laparechas, which is referring to behind the parechas, the kodesh hakadoshim. Why doesn't the pasuk just say mi beis la pareches? The fact that the pasuk adds a couple of letters ulim mi beis la pareches is a ribui and telling us to equate the heichal to the kodesh hakodashim as well. Okay, continues the gemara. Elamiat. Now, based on the previous formula, what about the following avoides? Why are we limiting the list to only four? According to Levi 5. What about the following halachas? Following avoides. Elamayat. If that's the case, then Zor shesidur es ha-shulchan l'chayv. What if a Zor goes ahead and sets up the lechem upon him on the shulchan? He should be chayv. It's an avoides matana. He's contributing. He's offering something. He's putting bread on the table. And l'chayra, it's avoides tamo. It's a complete avoides. It's the final destination of the lechem. Nothing happening afterwards. It's not the final avodah. We still have arranging the spoons, the containers of the levain, of the fragrance on the lechem upon the shulchan. And let's remember the lechem upon him with the levain really are considered like one package, one bundle. In fact, when you're makta the bezichen, the following Shabbos, the Torah calls it askarasa. It's a remembrance for the lechem upon him. It's like the haktoras kaimitz of a mincha. So it's really related. It's one packet. It's one carbon, so to speak. And therefore, presenting the lechem on the shulchan is not a complete and final avodah. You still have to present the bezichen. Okay. Sidur bezichen l'chayv. What if the zor did the bezichen? Should be chayv. That's the perfect avodah. Avodah is matana. Avodah tam. Ikas siluk v'aktara. We're not done yet. Next Shabbos, if they remove the bezichen, I'd be makdik teres. So it's considered an avodah which has yet to be followed by another avodah. What about Zor Shesidur Sa Menorah L'chayv? Zor sets up the menorah. He should be chayv. What does Sidur Menorah mean? So Rashi says that in the morning they would remove the cups, the neiros are the cups here, clean them out, and then put them back on the menorah. So if a zer does that chore, he's mesader the menorah, puts back the cups, should be chayiv. It's avodas matana, and there isn't really anything more going on with the cups themselves. So why isn't he chayiv? Why isn't this included on the list? You can have seen a psila. There's still something to follow, placing the wick in the cup. The Gemara is learning that's considered another avoda which follows the sidur menorah. Now some psila chayiv. What if he places the psila in the cup? That's a conclusion. That should be chayiv. You can have seen a shem. Still oil to be poured in. Nasan shem lechayiv. What if he pours the oil? It should be chayiv. You can look at some neirs. So the Gemara, after you set up the menorah, you got luck. You have to light the menorah. What about hidlik lechayiv? If he lights the menorah, it should be chayiv. Hadlaka lav avoideh. It's not considered an avoideh. Why? So the Farshim say it's not really considered. The Tesis Shanim says Sheshal heves oilam eileh. The flame just rises on its own. It just kindles it and rises on its own. That's not considered a significant maisa. It's not considered an avoideh. You know, this machlek is Ram and Ravid. If a zor can actually do it lechatchila, the Rambam learns kibshute, lav avoideh. A zor can even do it lechatchila. Now, although he can't enter the hechel, Farshim explained that they could take out the menorah to an area which the zor can access a zor, and he lights it there and puts it back in the hechel. The Ravid disagrees. The Gemara doesn't mean it's not an avoideh and a zor is mutal lechatchila. It just means it's not. That type of avoider that has chashivas enough to be mechayiv mis. Now the kash in the Rambam, how could you go ahead and light it outside? The menorah is meant to be lit inside. So Chazanish says apparently the mitzvah of hadlakas neiros is not the actual maisa hadlaka, rather to have the menorah lit throughout the night. Interesting perspective. That's the pshat in the Rambam. The zor can light it and have the even though he's lighting it outside. As long as you bring it right back inside and it's lit in the Azorah, in the Heichal, throughout the night. In any case, that's the terrace of the Gemara. Why isn't Azor Chayiv for Hadlokas and Neiros? It's Lav Avoideh. Says Rav Loi, lighting a fire in the Mishmigdash is not considered an Avoideh. V'atanya, v'nosnu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohayin Eish l'Mizbech. The Kohanim should place the fire on the Mizbech. V'orcho etim al Eish, and they should arrange the firewood on the Mizbech, on the Eish. What does this teach us? Li made alatzosas al yososh leitei elu b'koyin kosher b'kli shoris. Hatzosas al yosos means kindling the splinters, and al yosos the tail. So these small narrow pieces of wood used to kindle a large arrangement. That's how you do it. You start with small, and then you have it grow into a large fire. So even that hatzosas al yosos needs to be done through a koyin wearing bigde kohen. Limeid al tzosas al yoso shleite ella b'koyin kosher ubeklisharis. Klisharis over here means he's wearing his bigdei kahuna, because the pasuk says the word hakoyin. Right? It can only be done through a koyin, and a koyin is only enabled. It's only really considered an active koyin if he's wearing his bigdei kahuna, which enables him to the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. Rashi says whenever it says bnei Aaron hakohanim, it means b'kehunam, in a state of kahuna. Kohen is a servant, right? So the b'kehunam kahuna enable him to do the avoda, and that's what we call klei sharis. It's helping him serve, enabling him for the avoda. We see lighting a fire is an avoda. Why is the menorah different? Hatzosas al yos avoda. Yeah, that's an avoda. That involves effort. You have to know how to do it, how to get the bonfire going. Hadlaka lav avoideh, as opposed to just lighting the menorah in and out, that's not really considered a significant avoideh, and there's no mis. Ela miyat, if that's the case, what about the following example? Zor shesider, esam arocha l'chayiv. If his zor goes and arranges the etim on the mizbeach, it should be chayiv. It's avoideh smatana. It's, it would seem, it's a final avoideh. Something happening afterwards with that wood. Ika sidur shnei gzira etzim. Although this arrangement is in place, but in addition to that, there's a mitzvah of adding two blocks of wood, shnei gzira etzim. And therefore, we don't consider sidur hamarocha as the final phase, because you're going to add some more wood afterwards. So although it's an avoidas matona, but not an avoida tamu. See, there's no gzirim l'chay. What if the zor arranges the two gzirim? Now you completed the process. Shmi chayv. Ika sidur a varm. Although there's no more wood going on the mizbeach, but he's going to have to arrange the evari tamar on the arrangement, on the firewood arrangement. So there's going to be another phase of arrangement of cedar, although not with wood, but with evar. And that's why it's not considered, arranging those shnei gzir edim are not considered the final step, and not considered avoid the tam. V'omar v'asher Rav Yochanan, didn't Rav Yochanan tell us that he is chayv upon arranging the shnei gzir edim? Zor shesider shnei gzir edim chayv. Apparently it is considered an avoid the tam. Why? Because it's not going to add any more wood. So when it comes to this type of material, this wood material, this is the last thing. We put on the mizbeach for now. So avoid this matana, avoid the tam. So why would Rav not include it on his list? But Pligi says the Gemara, actually, this is the point of the machlekes. Mar savar avoid the tam. Whereas Rabbi Yechon holds that it's avoid the tam, because as we explained, there's not going to be any more wood here. So as far as wood is concerned, it's a completion. The final phase of Sidur Ha'itzim. Therefore, Zor is Chayiv. Umar Savar, love away the tummy. Whereas Rav holds, you're right. When it comes to wood, it's the final dose of wood being put on his back. But there's going to be some more arrangement. Sidur Eivori Hatam, and therefore, he does not consider it a final conclusion to this process, not avoid the tamo, and a zar is putter on mis. Tanaka va say the Rav, Tanaka va say the Levi. Let's go back to the original machlekes between Rav, who said that Trumas Hadeshen does not generate misa, it's called avoid siluk, whereas Levi says, despite the fact that it's avoid siluk, we learn from a pasuk called Var Mizbeach, that the avoid siluk, which takes place in Mizbeach Achitzain, will be chayv misa. We have a raya to each sheet. Tanika must say the Rav, a brisa to support Rav, that Trumas Hadeshen is not included on the list. Tanika must say the Levi, right to Levi, that it is included. Tanika must say the Rav. Avoidos, we have a fine, the following will be a list of the avoidos, Shezor Chayav Alei Misa, that generate a Misa for a Zor if he engages in these avoidos. Zirkas Dam, if he's Zorik the Dam, on Mizbech HaChitzen, Bein Lefnim, or Mizbech HaPnimi, on the Pareches. Bein lefnei lefnim, whether inside, all the way inside the Kodesh HaKadosh. V'amazah b'chatas oif, he takes a chatas oif bird, and he does the hazah, v'amamatzah, he squeezes the dam, al mizbeach by an oilas oif, v'amakter b'oilas oif, or he's makter oilas oif, v'amanasach shlesh lugin mayim, on sukkahs, he pours a 3 lug of mayim, u'shlesh lugin yayin, or on an ordinary day, he pours a 3 lug of yayin, then a sachem. These are all examples of avoides that are considered avodas matana, means offering, tributing, and also considered last phase avodas, avodas matana, and avodas tamo, as opposed to trumas hadeshen, which is avodas siluk, and does not include on the list. Tanaka vasei de Levi, now we're going to write to Levi from the Brice, avodas shezor chayv alein, which avodas would azor be chayv misa upon doing them, shezor chayv alein misa, hamir mas hadeshen, here we go, trumas hadeshen. V'sheva hazoyes shebefnim, or the 7 hazoyes of dam inside on the pareches shemitzera, the hazoyes of the mitzera, v'amala al gabi hamizbeach, or v'zor brings anything on the mizbeach, bein davar kosher, bein davar pasul. Now this is a chiddush. Whether it's a davar kosher and belongs to the mizbeach, or a davar pasul which doesn't belong there, he is chayev because he did aktorah. And Rashi points out that we're not speaking about any psul, rather very specific examples of psulin, shepsulin makoidish, he calls them. Things which became puzzle in the Azora, where we know that b'di'evit, if they happen to be on mizbeach, you don't take them off anymore. So they're still mizbeach, identified with the mizbeach, and therefore if the Zor happens to bring them on the mizbeach, it's considered somewhat of an aktura on his chayv mis. Okay, so in summation, we learned that a Zor who does avoid his chayv mis, but this only applies to very specific avoides which conform to certain criteria. Let's go down the list. Zrika, Haktor, Nisach Mayim Vayayin, and Hazah, Bifnim. All these things conform properly because they're avoides matana, their offerings, they're contributing, they're giving something. And also they're considered final stage avodis, conclusion avodis. Avodah tama, and therefore there's a chivmis. Tumas adeshin, although it's an avodah tama, but it's not avodah matana, it's avodah siluk actually. Therefore Rav says it's pot. Levi says it's chayiv because it went from a pasuk. Even avodah siluk, if it takes place b'chutz, it's chayivmis. And we just learned about shnei gzira etzim. If a zar places those two blocks of wood on the marocha, we have a big shayla of how to view it. Well, an avodah tama, it's certainly, avodah matana, it certainly is. There's no shayla about that. He's offering, he's contributing. Is it an avodah tama? That's a shayla. Rav says no, because there's still a varm coming on that same location. Therefore, he's pata from Issa. What Rabbi Yechon says, with respect to Eitzim, there's no more coming. So it's considered a conclusion as far as Sidur Eitzim. It's considered avodah tama. Is chayev mis. Continues the Gemara. We learn the Mishnah. Arba piyosas hayusham. There were four lotteries. They took a finger count four separate times during the day to allocate the avoides to a specific kohen. Says the Gemara, Loma mafaisen. Why did he even do these finger counts? Loma mafaisen. What do you mean why? Kedamaron, as we just explained yesterday, it got violent and they were concerned about fighting and machlekes. Of course, it's a proper procedure. What do you mean to say why? Ela lama mefaisen v'chozer mefaisen. The question wasn't why do you do pious. Of course, we understand. The question is why do it over and over, four times. They scatter, they come back together, they disappear, come back together, four times over and over. Just do it all at once. Gather them all together in a circle and distribute all the avoiders of today's avoider at that time. Why have to go through the process four times? Rabbi Yochanan kidei lahargish kol ha'azara, to create a tumult, a noise, a crowd coming and going and going. It's a cover to Hashem. It shows chashivas to the avoider. That's why they did it four times over again. Shenemar asher na yachtov nam tiksoy duveis alakim. Nahalich v'rogish, says Rashi, three lines from the bottom, actually four lines. Lama mafaisin v'chozer mafaisin. Lama ne'asofen l'fais abo pom b'yayim. Why they gather for the pais four times a day? Because it's not masnisin, as we learned in the Mishnah, it's done four times. Yafisu al kula masifin rishoyna. Mi'iskel azeh, mi'lazu, just make one finger count, and then just go down the line. Okay, your Tumas Hadashen, your Shechita, your Zrika, etc. The answer is lahargish, lashmiya koil, hamoin am. Have the multitudes come and go. Kama pamim rabazora, kama pamim shukovid lamelech, shenema veveis alkim. That was the purpose of doing it over and over again. Says the Gemara, six lines from the bottom. But mem afaisen. What were the kehanim wearing while they were engaged in the pais? Were they wearing bigdei kuhuna or just ordinary begotten? Because really only several of them will be zeiche. Why would everybody have to wear the bidei kuhuna? Hamachlekes. Rav Nachman amar bidei chol. They wear ordinary begadim, not bidei kuhuna. And then the one that was zeicha will switch out into bidei kuhuna. Rav Sheshes amar bidei kodesh. All kohanim involved in the finger count would be wearing bidei kuhuna. Why? Explains the Gemara. Rav Nachman amar bidei chol. Everybody wears bidei chol. The amar is bidei kodesh, because if you say otherwise, there's a concern here. Ike bali zroyos. We have these violent people, violent kahanim, who out of desperation will go ahead and take the avoida, even though they're not deserving of that avoida. The chamsi, they'll steal it, steal the privilege of avdi and do it. So if you allow everybody to wear bigdei kahuna, it's kind of lost. The finger count might go ahead and jump into the avoida. There's no stopping, it's too late. Rather, have them wear bigdei choil. And then the one that won will switch it to bigdei kodesh. This way you'll see if somebody's doing something inappropriate, you have some time to stop things in its tracks. Rav Sheshes Amar, bigdei kodesh. Instead of bigdei choyl, I propose that they wear bigdei kodesh. Why? The Amar is bigdei choyl because if otherwise they wear bigdei choyl, you know what happened? Agav chavivusei mikru v'avdi. It might turn out that due to the excitement and dearness, chavivus of the avoida, the kohen who was zoich and the pious might just jump right into it without paying attention to the fact that he's not wearing bigdei kohuna. Therefore, I hold everybody wears bigdei kodesh, and the ones that were not granted any privileges, any avoidas, will switch back to bigdei kohuna. Okay, time for a brief chazara of today's daf. We discussed the shir, how much ashes is included in the Tumas Hadeshen. Do we learn it from here? Do we learn it from there? The Gemara concludes we learn it from Kmitza of Mincha, through Gzeres Shava. That is the minimum amount of Deshen removed, a shir kinds. We know that a zor may not do avoida, any avoida, there's an iser, but when it comes to Chiv Misa, it only applies to very specific avoidas which fit very specific criteria. Number one, it has to be avoidas matana, avoida which grants, which contributes, which gives, as opposed to just cleaning up and removing. Number two, avoida tama. It has to be a conclusion, a final phase, as opposed to an avoida which is just leading into something else. We learn this from this, which pasuk? It says, Vavadtem avoidas matana eten eskunaschem. Avoidas matana means offering, giving, matana. Vavadtem, vavadrasha, avoida tama, a complete, a conclusion. Let's go down the list. We have Zriko, Naktara, Nisachamai, Bayain, Hazoy, Shibifnim. He's Hazar Schai because both conditions are met. It's avoidas matana and avoidas tama. Trumas Hadeshen, all on avoidas tama, but not avoidas matana, he's just removing. Therefore, Rav says it's potter. Levi says, we learn from a pasuk, Chodvar Mizbeach, that even avoidas siluk, if it's outside the Azara, it will be a chiv misa. Regarding Shnegzir Eitzim, which is really an avoidas matana, but perhaps not an avoidas tama, Rav says, it's not considered a conclusion, a completion, because there's still some more items put on that place, the Ivar, and therefore there's no chiv misa on Shnegzir Eitzim. What Rabbi Yechon says, as far as wood is concerned, this is the final phase of arranging of a wood arrangement, and therefore it's considered avoida tama, and there is a chiyuv misa. The Gemara asked why were there four piyosos, four separate procedures to create a hergish koil ba'azora, coming and going, which shows chashivas and kavod to avoida v'Hashem. And the machlokes, as far as the begodim worn by the kohanim throughout the pious process. Rav Nachman says, Big Day Choyl, because otherwise the Bali Zroya might just overwhelm the rest and grab the Avoida. So we insist on wearing Big Day Choyl. This way we can hold him back if we see that he's up to something no good. Whereas Rav Sheshe says, better wear Big Day Kodesh, because perhaps the one that wins will just jump right into it. Agav Chavivuse, because of his excitement and Chavivus to the Avoida, I might actually do the Avoida with Big Day Choyl. That's why all Kayhanim during the pious will wear Big Day Kodesh. Hatzlacha Rav and Kol Tov to you.